Kenyan hip-hop took off in the mid-1990s, when the group Kala Mashaka started rapping in informal Swahili instead of English. The musicians were from the low-income suburb Dandora, which is now widely considered the birthplace and center of hip-hop in the country. Kala Mashaka started the Uku Flani Mau Mau movement, which has helped many other hip-hop artists practice and perfect their craft in Dandora. In gratitude, many of them even rap Dandora in their lyrics, regardless of whether or not they live there. Dandora is a low-income suburb of Nairobi, most notorious for hosting Kenya's largest dump site. The area is riddled with crime, people scrape together a living, and life is generally difficult for residents. But it was here that Kenyan hip-hop originated. And over the years, it's become the epicenter for the music. Kevin Cisse, a.k.a. Kev Mamba Mashamba Wenza, is a member of the group Washamba Wenza. He explains.
It's where hip-hop was born in this country. You know, even you have to respect like your father. Your father brought you in this world. Before your father, you're not there, you're nothing. But your father brought you in this world. So with us, with Dandora, it's like it's our father. It's our father. It brought something to us. And this something is like, it's kind of feeding us.
Kevin's fellow group member, Flaming Avulala, or Flames, was born and raised in Dandora. Like hip-hop around the world, he says that the Kenyan style deals with life struggles.
It's the life in Dandora, the hood itself, you know, it has a lot of problems. And guys, it's either you do music, or you do something else, or become a thug. Because a lot of guys in Dandora are thugs. Dandora now is so much infected with cocaine and heroin and gangsters.
This is Lydia Akwabi, a.k.a. Elnis, who has worked with Uku Flani Mau Mau since the mid-1990s. As one of the few female hip-hop artists in Kenya, she says that she has always had to act hard to gain respect from the guys, especially in Dandora.
And I'm saying it was like a hip-hop city, you know, it was a crazy city, crime and what have you. But I could go there, you know, and I don't know, maybe the guys just respected me or something, you know. Nothing happened to me, I was never attacked. But I could go there, perfect my skills, hang out with them and hear what they're all about, learn how to rap, you know, just freestyling, chilling out with the guys.
Hip-hop in Kenya does have some differences from its counterparts elsewhere. Here, artists are proud to say that they do not curse in their lyrics, and they are not disrespectful toward women. Franklin Milan, known as Judge, raps with his brother in the group Black Duo.
Like, even if your mom is that ash, you can't curse your mom. And like, even if, let's say, even like calling ladies like the B word, here in Kenya, it doesn't work, you know, because this is Africa and we respect our women and our sisters and stuff like that, you know.
And in a country that has experienced much violence in recent years, especially following the 2007 elections, Flames says that he and his fellow artists do not use their music to advocate for more.
And if you're doing music that's not inspiring someone or telling me something positive, to me, that's really, really lame. Because music is something powerful. You should use it to empower, to uplift, to change someone's life.
Elnis says that even though life is difficult in Dandora and so many other slums in Kenya, young people should do something constructive instead of resorting to violence.
But these guys do listen to our music, you see. So if we tell them something positive, they'll follow it, you know. You can tell, okay, don't go take a gun, don't go shoot somebody, do something, you know, start a project, start rapping or start painting. You know, you can tell them that in your music and they'll do it.
Kevin says that even if they're not from Dandora, hip-hop artists in Kenya are grateful for what it has helped them become.
I won't feel any shy mentioning Dandora in some of my songs. I'm proud. I'm proud, of course. It brought me and it has helped me so much. Strictly Dandora, yeah, yeah,
strictly Dandora, yeah, strictly Dandora. Washamba Wenza will release their second album in October, called From Ocho With Love. Elnis will soon be launching her album, Gal Power, which is a collaboration with other female rappers in East Africa. Jill Craig for VOA News, Nairobi. Mr. Brains a time keeper vinona zikimbi za hizi madawa wanafaa support ya yana leo ndo unapata instant passport ya jana kila kitu ni urgent bila maana na hustle heaven.